Eli, what was it like today, you know, going back to work after a win? Did you sense that there was, you know, a practice energy about it?
Yeah, you know, I think it's always nice to come in here. After the win, we have, you know, first time the team's been back together. So there's definitely a sense of relief getting that win. But, you know, we can't keep celebrating at this point. We got to get ready for Washington. We got to get back to, having great practices, getting prepared, and going out there and trying to get another one.
From a defensive standpoint, what do they do well?
You know, they do a good job getting to the quarterback. They get sacks. They don't give up many yards. It's tough to run the ball against them. They have a good scheme, some different blitzes. So they're going to keep you on your toes. You got to have a great week of preparation, make sure everybody's on the same page, and hopefully we can block them up long enough to get some plays down the field.
Did the offensive lineman offer to get you a wheelchair or anything?
No, all good. They've been playing well. No sacks last week, so hopefully we can do that again.
How did you get hurt?
I don't know if I really got hurt, so I feel good. And the coach wanted to take a few reps off, but it wasn't many reps anyway. So I'm not. It's not going to limit me in my practices for the week or the game. So just kind of some of the procedure you have to go through now in the NFL.
Back in the division, you know, no matter where you are in the standings, does that always add a little extra to the game?
Yeah, no doubt. Anytime you play in the division, you got, you know, Washington at home, it's going to be a big game. We played them earlier in the year. We probably played our best game that day, so I'm sure they want a little revenge on that. And so we're going to expect their best, and they'll have some new wrinkles for us and some new things, and so we got to be prepared.
Eli, we've seen Odell throw the ball. We've seen him running on a reverse. We've seen him obviously catch the ball, punt returns. What's he mean to this offense, to this team?
Well, he's an explosive player. We're finding ways to get him the ball. He's also opening up some running lanes for our backs and opening up some other things for the receivers, kind of, you know, putting him in some spots, some of them to give him the ball, some to be a decoy to get the defense to get attracted to him and key him so we can hit some other guys. So, you know, he's done a good job, growing within the offense, understanding the concepts of the routes. So not just, you know, what his route is, but so now we can move him around a little bit, get in some different spots so defenses can't key on where he's going to be lined up.
Eli, some thoughts on the owners today passing a new personal conduct policy. Just in general, what are your thoughts going forward about having, you know, a good policy in place, and how important is it for the league and for the players?
I guess I'm kind of unaware of what happened today. So I've been here practicing, I'll have to read up on it and let you know once I get informed what occurred.
Jay Gruden, we were talking to him about his quarterback situation in Washington, and he described it as a bit of a merry-go-round. He's got three guys, obviously. I know you've never been through this, but do you have a sense of how difficult it must be for a young quarterback to not, you know, to kind of go around and around? You start a couple of games, then you're out a couple of games. It has to be, I would imagine, difficult to grow and learn.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it can be difficult. I think sometimes, it can be... eye-opening, or you might learn what you need to do, but that's just football, and there's going to be stretches, and you're going to have tough games and tough situations, and learning a new offense and being a young player is not easy, so you just keep working, and that's all you can do.
When you were a rookie many, many years ago, you kind of were adamant that you wanted to play, and that was the best way to learn, not sitting on the sidelines. Do you still kind of feel that that's the best for a young quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, I think, for a rookie quarterback coming in, I think you can kind of learn so much being on the sidelines, and I think, you know, it's helpful, maybe at first for me to sit and watch Kurt Warner, watch him prepare, watch him do things, but, you know, I wanted to play, you know, try to play that first season or it'd be tough if I didn't play at all my first year and then got, you know, named the starter that second year and hadn't played a game. I think it'd be, you know, you learn a lot, playing. You make a lot of mistakes and you learn by those mistakes, and that's kind of half the battle.